All right. Hey, Brett Metcalf. Here we are early Sunday morning. I'm catching up with you. I was on my way over to your motorhome last night, but it was raining and I was wet and I was miserable, so I didn't make it. But good job last night.
Well, you need to invest in an umbrella or something there. But,
I don't have an umbrella.
I appreciate it. It was a good night for me, you know, and it's kind of the rain definitely poured after the main event, so we got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Track was sketchy, huh? It looked like it was rutted up really good and, you know, slippery. Real sketchy track, right?
I would definitely say it was getting pretty sketchy towards the end there. Some of the ruts were starting to get pretty deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, G'd out on the triple faces, getting little cuffs in them. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, but all in all, when you watch the main event and you watch it on TV, you can see how technical the track got. I mean, yeah, there's parts that were sketchy, but,
yeah.
you know, it has an element of toughness and technicality that
right.
normally you don't get. So, you know, you can tell by the good riders up front were really railing corners, and then other guys, you know, were struggling in their corners. So,
yeah.
you know, it's the racetrack.
In your heat race, not a very good heat race for you. I'm wondering what you did, what you changed, if you changed anything. What did you do besides, you know, punch a wall, or what happened between the heat and the main?
Well, the heat, you know, to be honest, I didn't ride as bad as it looked, but I was slow in the whoops.
Okay.
I was, you know, losing a lot of ground. I wasn't committing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and in respect to that, the whoops were probably the gnarliest of the year so far,
right.
and I was struggling through the whoops in the heat race, and, you know, I got the whole shot, and then every lap someone would, you know,
mm-hmm.
get right on my back wheel through the whoops, catch me up, and then, you know, the next right-hander after the whoops, so you got the left and then the right, they
mm-hmm.
just put it on the inside. I was getting blocked past every lap somewhere. You know, someone was stalling it up the inside, so...
Yeah.
It was kind of just stemming from the whoops. But in that heat race, actually turned my best lap of the whole day. It was faster than practice.
Really?
You know, it looked, I think, you know, well, I wasn't impressed with my ride, that's for sure. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
good. But, you know, I think it was just really, I wasn't, the commitment level from myself through the
right.
whoops was really low. And that's where I was getting eaten up. So it was really that one place was affecting me, and I wasn't,
mm-hmm.
I was disappointed, but after I watched it, I'm like, well, you know, I felt like I rode okay. My times were decent. So, you know, and that heat race was stacked, man. It was like a 8-lap main event.
Yeah,
so
no, you're right.
It was, you know, it was disappointing to go from first to seventh, but, hey, sometimes you got to take that. And I know for the main event, I knew what I had to do, and then it rained and the track surface changed a little bit and played out for me.
Right, and so did you just recommit in the main event? You're like, screw it, here I come, fourth gear?
No, I didn't, man. It kind of just jumped through them, actually.
Right.
It was working
right.
out better for me. And I think with the rain, they were so slippery, I really didn't see too many other people kind of hammering through. Most guys were kind of just opting to jump through, and that's kind of the way I went through them. So kind of just changed the whole, you know, strategy through the whoops.
Yeah.
You know, jumping was more consistent for me. So, yeah, other than that, man, we, you know, we were rock solid. We made a couple small changes, but
mm-hmm.
nothing major that made the difference.
Right.
It was really just a different approach.
Yeah, and then you managed to get Kennard, and you were going at it pretty good. It was such a good battle in other places that I wasn't able to watch all of it, but you
right.
got him on the last lap. What did you just kick it into gear on the last lap? I didn't catch it. So did Kennard make a mistake? Did you kick it into gear? What happened on the last lap for you to get him?
Well, I kicked it into gear a little bit extra, but I really
yep.
just put down a perfect lap, and I pushed a little bit harder knowing, you know, it was the last lap, and I was bummed that Trey had just got me, and
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to try and at least stick on him and see if something could happen on the last lap, but, you
right.
know, it turned out that my last lap was my fastest lap of the whole main event, and, you know, I just kind of pushed it a little bit extra, and,
nice.
You know, I got... After the whoops, there, I got a really clean run. He got held a little bit by a lapper at the corner before the whoops,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a really clean run through the whoops. I got right onto his back wheel, and I don't think he knew I was that close. And it just happened that, you know, through that next little rhythm section, he was jumping from the right, and he was going to the left to head to the berm,
to the
and
outside,
I was on
yeah.
the left, and I had a kind of open track to jump to the right, go to the inside in that last corner, and
yeah.
you know, the opportunity was there. I had to go for it and put it on the inside of him, and there was a lot of ruts in that corner, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I went inside, and he kind of got you know, I was coming in, so he had really nowhere else to go. So he went up high in the berm, missed the rut, and I was able to make the move. So
nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
What is it about the Aussies in the last lap? Because your buddy Reeder, also fastest lap of the night.
Yeah. I think I heard Chad did exactly the same move as I did the same thing. So I don't know what it was, man. It was I think myself and Chad both like conditions like that, and it was just the way it worked out. We didn't have any plans.
Hey, did you read Racerhead this week?
No, I did not.
Okay, I wrote about you in there, and I said that even though you were up front in Dodger Stadium, even just for a little bit. That I think you're the type of guy that you build on confidence, and we all know you're working hard. So my prediction was that you would do well this weekend because you got a little taste of it up front. You're like, okay, this is how fast these guys are going. Cool, I got this, or I got somewhat of this anyways. Is that true? Did the LA thing really kind of give you some confidence?
Yeah, I think you're probably right, and I have been known to do that over the past. I built on the confidence, like you said, and I think it felt like it gave me a little spark to leading the lap, pulling the whole shot for one, and leading the lap. Right. Okay, I threw it down, but I did see it was up front. And when you get that feeling of man, I'm up front, and I want to run with this, it kind of just gives you that little extra, swagger about it or whatever. So I think you're right. I did expect to come in and just kind of get stronger each weekend, but this one was definitely my best so far, and I think it can stem from one turning point maybe was that one lap I led there.
Yeah, just a case of where you're like, hey, how fast, first year 450s, you're like, how fast do I need to go? Oh, okay, this fast, I can do this, or I know this feeling of going this fast, and now I can, just a confidence thing, because let's face it, you're your first year 450 guy in the class, so, and Ryan Dungy just told me the other day on a podcast I did that you're doing good, but he said it's a really big jump. Do you find it also being a big jump, bigger than you thought?
Well, I do. I'm in my case, it's different because I got to ride the Outdoors last year, and I think that's really helped a lot. For anyone else that moves like he did, straight to the Supercross 450, I think that's a huge jump. So I kind of got lucky with having experience last year in the Outdoors. I think that's helped a lot. But it is still a big jump. Riding a 450 on a Supercross track is completely different to the outdoors. It's a monster out there. So it takes a lot of precision to ride these things and then be in control and try and make 17 rounds or 20 laps each. It's a lot of racing, man. So, you got to be in control out there. And, that's the biggest jump is just understanding where your limits are, understanding what your bike does in situations where you don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest jumps that I make. And in my, for myself, being a little bit older, I got a lot of experience in the life. I'm 26. So, moving up now, it's kind of weird. The rookie season, I'm not really a rookie, but it is different just for the 450 aspect. But I think I've got the experience, and that's kind of going to help out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point. Nobody's talking about you as being a rookie in the class. You know what I mean? Like, it's, Trey's doing so well, and Jake, can't wait till Jake Weimer gets in the class, and it's like, hey, wait a minute, Metty's in the same boat. We're just used to seeing you around, So, cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for your time. I didn't want to take you too long. I like I said, I wanted to catch up with you last night because I thought it was a great ride, but then I got wet and it was raining, and I said, and your motorhome couldn't have been any further, from the
opposite side of the pit, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't make it.
No worries, man.
But thanks very much, and hey, we will see you this weekend in Anaheim, right?
Yep. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Brett.
No problem.
Bye.